For much of the 20th century, federal helium operations in the Texas Panhandle played an important role in national defense and in the U.S. space program. In 1929, the government established a production plant and its helium program headquarters in Amarillo, near a 50,000-acre gas supply field. As the demand for helium grew during World War II, the Xcel plant opened in Masterson, 30 miles away. These plants supplied the U.S. Navy, which used helium as a lifting gas, for blimps to spot enemy submarines offshore. Eventually, helium found uses in welding, in medical technology, and in the space race. NASA used the gas for the Apollo, the Space Shuttle, and other programs. The Xcel plant became the largest helium producer in the world, while the Amarillo plant eventually focused on research and development. The weather vane on its water tower remained a familiar sight to passing motorists. It was shaped like an airship. In 1996, the government privatized the helium industry and closed its panhandle operations 2 years later. That's when a team of historians, architecture professors, and students working with the National Park Service stepped in. They documented the plants with drawings and narratives to be archived at the Library of Congress. Researchers from Texas Tech University used a 3D laser scanner to measure the buildings at the plants. As laser beams bounced off targets, the scanner recorded the measurement points of each structure involved in the helium refining process. The scans became the basis for archival drawings made at Montana State University. The importance of helium to the panhandle has not been forgotten. It's celebrated by the Helium Monument, a 6-story stainless steel sculpture with time capsules outside the Don Harrington Discovery Center in Amarillo.